Hello and welcome to the Siemens Health & Ears podcast on attracting and retaining medical staff. I'm your host, Jeffrey Middleman. In this episode, we'll be discussing a major challenge facing today's healthcare industry: the growing shortage of qualified staff. This challenge isn't a local one, it's global, and it shows no sign of abating anytime soon. In fact, experts predict that it will get worse in the decades ahead. So, what's the cause? Well, for one thing, the healthcare industry is growing fast, thanks to a variety of factors that include an aging global population, rising life expectancies, and an uptick in chronic disease. Analysts expect the healthcare industry to be the fastest-growing segment of the world economy over the next 10 years. In addition, more and more medical staff are reaching retirement age, and there just aren't enough younger workers with the proper training coming through to replace them. Studies predict that global demand for skilled healthcare workers will hit 80 million in 2030. That will far outstrip the supply, which experts have placed at 65 million workers. So we're on track to have about 15 million unfilled positions in the healthcare industry by 2030. The shortage will affect both developed and developing nations, and the entire range of healthcare professions, from highly specialized doctors to technicians and nursing staff. This puts healthcare providers in a bind. Somehow, they need to provide the best possible medical care at the lowest possible cost while still assuring their competitiveness and future viability. Generally speaking, healthcare providers can approach the workforce problem from two different angles. They can try to help their employees work in a more efficient way, or they can make themselves more attractive as employers. The two approaches aren't mutually exclusive. Siemens Health & Ears is committed to enabling healthcare providers on both counts. First, by helping them to transform the delivery of care by providing solutions that standardize and automate routine work, so that medical professionals are free to focus on more important tasks. Siemens Health & Ears also focuses on shaping the way education and training for medical staff is provided. Why is this important? So that healthcare providers can position themselves as attractive employers. In an increasingly competitive global labor market, finding, hiring, and retaining qualified personnel has become one of the most important and demanding tasks for healthcare providers. Successfully managing and developing employees will help to determine the future of healthcare institutions. If a medical facility fails to focus on its people, it will struggle to compete and remain sustainable in the future. Over time, dissatisfied, underqualified, or overworked employees will not only lead to a high personal turnover rate and above-average recruiting costs, they will also lead to unsatisfied patients and a bad institutional reputation. For example, just a few years ago, it cost about $1,500 US to recruit a nurse. That figure has now more than tripled to over $5,000. Recruiting a physician can cost as much as 35% of his or her yearly salary, and replacing an executive can run to as much as $150,000. The challenge of recruiting has also been affected by demographic developments. Most U.S. hiring managers say they are finding it difficult to recruit and retain millennial talent. The lack or loss of trained personnel can trigger a vicious cycle of poor care and low economic performance. This is because losing one employee increases the workload for those who remain. It impacts patient care and drags down patient satisfaction. And if your patients aren't happy, your profits will start to suffer and your staff will become dissatisfied. Yet every problem has its solution. Improved salaries and benefits, for instance, can play key roles in strategically solving staff shortages. Another approach is increasingly attracting attention. Using training and continuous education to improve job satisfaction among medical professionals. Research shows that if an institution promotes learning, it will be 3 times more profitable and retain staff up to 4 times better than an institution that does not promote learning. But if you want to provide continuous education, you're going to need the right kind of learning material and formats. The content has to be highly valuable and up-to-date, and it should have been developed by healthcare and e-learning experts who know exactly what sort of knowledge and support employees need to provide effective medical care. Plus, setting aside large blocks of time for training is often difficult in everyday clinical practice, and it could further increase an already high workload. One way to solve this is to provide continuous education through modern e-learning solutions. These include webcasts, simulation tools, training platforms, mobile applications, and podcasts like this one, just to name a few. Today's healthcare professionals are more mobile and are spending more time online than ever before. So digital learning tools are increasingly welcome. Digital training formats keep learners interested and motivated. Why? Because the learning units can be enhanced with videos or interactive elements that learners can pause, continue later, and repeat until they fully understand the content. New evidence also suggests that online and digital learning can even be more efficient than traditional instructor-based methods because e-learners develop knowledge, skills, and attitudes faster. Siemens Healthineers provides a variety of different learning formats and content designed to increase workforce productivity and optimize clinical operations. In addition, education plans from Siemens Healthineers allow healthcare providers to stand out as centers of excellence for clinical and workflow expertise and quality of medical care. The result of all these efforts in terms of education and training is accessible, highly efficient healthcare with improved outcomes and reduced costs. That brings us to the end of this podcast. But before I go, I'd like to leave you with 4 key takeaways from this podcast and the white paper it's based on. 1. Finding, hiring, and retaining qualified personnel is one of the most demanding tasks facing the modern health industry. It will become even harder in the decades ahead due to a shortage of skilled workers and demographic change. The cost of recruiting personnel will also rise. 2. Employers must make themselves highly attractive if they want to retain qualified employees long term. Low staff turnover is important for avoiding brain drain and reducing the cost of recruiting new personnel. 3. High levels of job satisfaction reduce staff turnover. Helping employees to enhance their skills is crucial here, as it will enable them to better fulfill their tasks and advance their own personal development. And 4. Digital and online learning is a good way of allowing healthcare professionals to learn anytime, anywhere, and at their own pace. It's cost-effective and achieves superior learning results. It's time to wrap up. Thanks so much for listening. Please visit our website at siemens-healthineers.com/healthcare-education. That is siemens-healthineers.com/healthcare-education to download the white paper that was the basis for this podcast. You'll also find the website and a full list of sources and a variety of educational offerings from Siemens Healthineers. Talk to you next time.